Welcome to Your Five for today. When Edward VIII abdicated in 1936, his brother George found himself elevated to a role he never expected to attain. He became King George VI, who proved to be a remarkable monarch, not only displaying selfless commitment, but he also had a far-reaching positive influence on the early life of his eldest daughter, who was to succeed him as Queen Elizabeth II in 1952. The Bible is the Word of God, and it held a special place in his heart, which no doubt influenced his life and work enormously. He had a deep sense of responsibility to be amongst his people, especially during the war. Despite the dangers of the Blitz, even when Buckingham Palace was hit by a bomb, he refused to leave London. He did, of course, visit other parts of his realm, including journeys on the Royal Train. The Royal Train was once parked overnight on a siding in the countryside. In the morning, he arose very early and went for a walk. No need then to be shadowed by security staff. He found himself in a crop field, but soon he was not alone. The farmer who owned the field, upon seeing from a distance a figure amongst his crops, called out in annoyance of his displeasure at the trespasser. As he hurried closer to the figure, he suddenly realised that he was now face to face with the king. His annoyance immediately turned to profuse apology, but the king put him at ease by acknowledging that he shouldn't have been amongst the crop. The king, despite his exalted position, had the grace to admit that it was not in the interest of the good of the farmer's crop for him to be wandering amongst it. The farmer, no doubt, never for the rest of his days forgot his early morning meeting with the king, who was so gracious to him. We may never come face to face with any king or queen in our life here upon earth, but there is one king that we cannot avoid meeting. The Bible says that we all shall one day appear before the King of Kings. It also says that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. These two verses make it absolutely plain that everyone, whoever they are and whatever they are, will acknowledge unreservedly the eternal glory, majesty, beauty and greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Christians, the pagans, the atheists and the agnostics will all be there. They will have no other choice. When the farmer saw that it was the king in his field, he knew without any doubt who it was, and had no choice, therefore, but to acknowledge that it was His Majesty. How will you and I acknowledge the one who will reign in righteousness forever, and of whose kingdom there will be no end? Will we be before him as those who have the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Saviour? Or will we be a stranger to him with no hope, having lived without any regard for our sin and need of eternal salvation in Christ? Be ready today to meet him now as your Lord and Saviour. The only way to be sure is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will enter into the joy of salvation and eternity with him. Prove him an almighty Saviour, is the Saviour still. Prove that he can fully save you, can and will. Prove him he is God eternal and unchanging friend, with a love that never knoweth bound or end. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you today.